It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Time now on a Friday to close her on down. Have ourselves a little Guadalupe Squares. Tickets for Joe Roagan. I believe that's tonight. If it's not tonight, it's tomorrow.
One of those days.
But it's you got tickets to it, at least tonight's show, if it's there. If you want to go see Joe Roagan.
He's like Gallagher too.
Yeah, it's Joe Rogan's crusty cousin. He's got a similar spelled name. Goes out and does most of Joe's material. But Joe Roagan, as it's spelled here in our computer, is going to be out there tonight. And we got tickets for you. You can go if you win the squares. And here's your host of today's squares, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, he wants to do push-ups against Biden. It's President Trump.
I heard him talking about how many push-ups he can do. I just crushed Barron and one-handed push-ups, and he's a boy.
Why?
He's a boy.
Why did I can, you do that?
Because I'm a virile man. And unlike Joe Biden, who had to buy his hair and then plug it into his head, I have natural hair, as you can see. Very clean, natural look.
That's natural?
Very natural head of hair. Untouched. Just growing wild. Growing in the wild like wheat. Like American wheat in a field.
That is a purple, natural hue yellow you have there.
Purple grain waves or something, one of that song says. It's just like my hair. It's beautiful. And by the way, the French can off. That's what I say about them and the UN and all those people over there. NATO. Kick
Canada.
In some cash and you can talk about it. Otherwise, shut up. I have a little message for Joe Biden from Brady.
Okay.
Because it's time for you to stop sucking fingers. If you want to be president, you can't do that. Let's get on some push-ups. Let's get this together right now. Push-up time. He sucks fingers all day long. He's got to be more of a man. You know what to do. A man doesn't suck fingers. A man throws his hand right onto a woman's, and he goes to town on it.
Grabs it.
Whether she wants it or not. I'm a celebrity. They love that stuff. It's
probably
good.
Shouldn't do either, I don't think.
But as a celebrity, you don't understand because you're a commoner.
Oh,
you're a nothing.
Okay.
You're a peasant. As a celebrity, walk up, you spit in the palm, and you go after that like it's yours.
That's great stuff, Donald.
Tell you what it is.
You can do anything
real
as
good.
President, right?
It's as anything you as a celebrity. It's better to be a celebrity than as president.
And a celebrity president.
I walked
up
to Angela Merkel in Germany, and I'm like, how you doing? She put her hand out to shake it. I'm like, that's not how we play anymore. Bam. Hand puss.
That'll show her. Top middle square. He had a birthday earlier this week. It's Ozzy Osbourne, everyone.
Hello, Albuquerque.
What up, Ozzy?
What's good about you, man? It's
working like, on any rap songs lately?
No, I'm working with Post Malone, you know. And he's like,
yeah,
Post
that.
Malone and I are out on stage, and this guy is amazing. Right? Walks around, he's got his face all tattooed up. He looks crazy. And he's got out and just telling me, all he has me do is sit in the throne in the back. And that's all I have to make is a noise. That's a hit song.
You guys good friends now? You call him Posty?
I'll call him,
hey, Posty.
I'll call him PM.
PM.
I'll call him your prime minister as Post Malone. I call him... Sometimes I call him Mark Malone because I get confused with his former early 80s Steelers fans. Would
How
know.
The hell do you know who Mark Malone
is? I don't
is?
Know. It was a long time ago, and it got coked out of my brain with Mark Malone in a steel mill.
Okay.
Sometimes I call him Post Toasty. Sometimes I call him Post Brand Cereal. Sometimes I call him Raisin Bran. Either way, I just look at him and I'm like, man, you're everything he touches right now turns to gold, so I'm just hitching my wagon to Post Malone.
Not a bad idea. You're
as,
a smart guy.
As the Prince of Darkness, you know where the money is. And Post Malone is where that money is right now.
Top right square.
Sometimes I call him Fence Post Malone because he's not very bright.
It's a request square. Lisa What's Figueroa that? Emailed in. Charles Barkley's it's here.
Crazy to have.
You were requested.
Listeners that get involved in your show and they'll say, hey, I'd like to hear Charles and the Squares. And it happens to be somebody as beautiful as Lisa Figueroa.
Would you punch her? Top five, right?
Oh, she's one of my top five. I saw her one time. We was in Scottsdale. Me and Urkel and Manu Bol.
Wait, she was in the car?
No, what? She was driving around outside. We saw her. I'm going to get that one.
They're
never
allowed
mine.
In the car.
And I pulled over and I said, have you ever seen a gossamer on a full field of yellow grass with dragonflies swim over the gentle breeze of your sweet ass? And she said, what? And I said, you speak English? And she said, yes. And I said, have you ever noticed how tantalizing the gossamer is? I know that true love is such, once visible glittering on sunlight. And lo, it has vanished. Next thing you know, she's bobbing and a nobbing, and now she wants me in the squares. And I say, that's a fact.
You're a poet, Charles.
I'm a poet. I like to woo women.
Middle left square.
And then I saw her on the streets, and I said, I had to have that. I was like, the first time is I saw you free.
Singer, too.
Oh, I sing to him. Man, I do all sorts
you dance?
Of stuff. Yes.
You can't really move very
Only
well.
Only woman I don't do any of this stuff to is my wife, Maureen.
Oh. Okay.
That's disgusting.
Why?
Oh, she's terrible.
Middle left square. He still loves his coach. I don't know why. It's Jerry Jones, everyone.
Look.
You're not going to fire him after last night?
Not that coach. I love coaches.
Oh, all coaches.
And Jason Garrett is a coach.
That is true.
For now. And he's also going to be a coach in the future somewhere.
That's a good
point. He said
he's
coaching next year.
I would like to announce, before having discussed it with anyone else, including the person that's about to get announced, the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Bill Belichick. He's going to be coaching starting Friday of next
Probably
week.
Probably not.
Nope.
It's not possible.
When you've got the kind of money I've got, and Robert Kraft is a pauper by comparison.
So you won't be the GM anymore then?
I will be both GM. I built out of robotic parts from my yacht.
Why don't you coach?
Robo Bill Belichick.
Yeah, you might as well coach.
Why not coach?
I don't want to coach. I'm not a coach. I'm a CEO. I've just hired a great coach and his assistant, Dauber. From Minnesota State in the 1980s sitcom, Craig T. Nelson is the new Cowboys
great
coach.
Hire. That's great a good hire.
It's Coach Hayden Fox.
He got them to the playoffs.
I don't remember his last name, but it doesn't matter. It's a great show. Shelley Fabre, if she's still alive, she'll come. What a great program that was. And we will make Jason Garrett leave the facility after that embarrassing loss to that trash heap of a quarterback.
Trash heap.
Mitchell Trubisky.
You kicked your ass last night.
Yeah. He kicked our ass because of Jason Garrett.
Dak wasn't looking too good.
My robo Bill Belichick will have Jason Garrett for dinner. We're going to build a robot 18 feet high that fits in Jerry World. And we're going to hire a new quarterback because I'm tired of Dak Prescott as well. I just watched a film on my yacht. Johnny Utah is going to be signed as my new quarterback. This kid can't lose.
Hey, look out. Ian Camfield's coming to your town. Have you heard
Ian
of that
Camfield
guy?
Is going to be in Big D, taking a lot of it.
Yes, he is.
And he's just been hired as my coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I'm hiring everybody until we get it right. It's just a matter of time. He's going to be a wide receiver when it comes to Big D, that's for sure. Even in the offseason, he'll be receiving widely.
Okay. In the middle square, we'll see how this goes. It's the totally adorable Baby Yoda Brady Bogan. Look at those eyes.
Mm.
It's so beautiful.
Chubby cheeks.
Cute I am. Plushy I am. You can't get enough of me.
What are you drinking there? Is that
tea? Oh, get a little tea. I got a sore tummy. Tummy sore I have.
Here's a frog.
Nom, 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 nom. You live in a frog patch. Now get in my belly. You will.
Look at him waddling. You can barely move.
I have to walk down. I've been walking like Baby Yoda my whole life. Who knew it was so cute?
That is true.
This burlap dress itches, though. I don't like dressing up like this. I feel like a huge tater.
Who's that in the armor carrying you around?
Oh, ooh. Mandalorian that is.
Oh, okay.
Protector he is. I call him Dad DeLorean. Because he's a hard ass, but I melted his heart like they melted his uniform of Mandalorian steel. Steel it is.
Steel it is.
Steel it is. Impervious to fights it is.
You haven't got the language down yet.
Yeah,
very young.
I have. I'm
You're
baby. I'm not Yoda. I'm Baby Yoda.
You're Baby Yoda, yeah. You're
I'm
only
moving
50.
Into senior living in 5 years. I'm 50. Senior living Yoda, it is. Anyone got a frog they do?
You're hungry.
Baby Yoda hungry it is.
Me and Brady didn't hear the beginning part, I guess.
I'm hungry now, they are. Frogs are here, they am.
Oh, yeah.
Eat them, I will.
What else do you eat besides frogs?
Frogs.
Just frogs. That's it?
Oh, there's all sorts. There's toads and frogs and other frogs and toads.
Oh.
And Filipino boys.
Don't eat that.
What?
I'm from another planet, I am. Okay, it is.
I don't think so.
Baby Yoda is adorable.
You're adorable.
Yeah.
But we got to move on.
I'm having frog pizza, I am.
Middle right.
And followed up with a little dessert, I will. Frog ice cream, it is. Baby Yoda needs a tickle tummy.
It's OJ's friend, Caitlyn Jenner, in the middle right.
Hey, everybody,
square.
How's it going?
Looking OJ. Good, Caitlyn.
Hey, Katie.
Oh, my God, you guys are so good to me. Look, I'm here because I'm on a UK show called...
Get me the hell out of here.
Get me out of here. I'm a celebrity. Where's my dick? But they changed the name.
That's the full title?
That's the whole title, but there's not enough room on the TV screen for the whole thing. So they said, what do we need for... We get this person and this person. What we need it is a 6'4" woman, 225 pounds, and I fit the bill. It's totally normal. Who used to know OJ, and I was friends with OJ. I used to arm wrestle him all the time. In fact, I used to foot race OJ, and I beat him multiple times. I was the world's greatest male athlete for a little while. And they have a little treat over here called spotted dick in England, and I thought that would be fun to try. Turns out it's a fish.
You're not into the fish.
Totally normal, Eric. How about a hug? How about a hug for
me? I'm okay. I'm not hugging anyone.
Thanks for
I got one for you.
Brady
will
hug.
Brady
will Brady's going to hug you?
Wow. Brady hugs the hottie.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we touch tips.
God damn it.
Bottom left square. It's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah, what's up, bros? I'm 27 years old today. I am the world's greatest quarterback. Just waiting for my second shot. I won a Heisman Trophy at Texas A&M. Show me the money, bro.
You're getting divorced from one of the hottest girls I've ever seen.
Rumors, man.
No, it's not, man. It's
the
over.
Greatest quarterback doesn't get divorced.
Yeah.
That's all right. I got other hotties in line.
Yeah, well, then you get divorced. Good luck to you.
Yeah, bottom middle square. We got a big game this weekend, so Mike Tomlin and Ron Wolfley are both
here. It's a barn burner out at State Farm, David.
Your brother's here.
And my brother Craig's out here right now, and he's enjoying the weather, getting away from the burg as it was. And I'm sitting in a square so close to greatness. You've been to and won a Super Bowl. Mike Tomlin, unbelievable. Good afternoon. I'm sitting next to an adult with a sixth grade education using huge words. I cannot relate to that, but I respect it. I bet he can hide his balls in his dark hands.
Oh, you shouldn't say that, Ron.
We're not allowed to talk about that no more.
That's bad.
You can't hide your balls in dark hands. Unless your balls are dark.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. I respect that.
You do?
Moving on.
Okay, yeah, we should. Bottom right square.
Ron Wolfley got a head injury. Doesn't look like he's getting any better anytime soon. We'll evaluate that. The rest just bumps and bruises affiliated with being Ron Wolfley.
That's been the problem all these years?
Oh, I'll tell you, it's been a problem for a long time. Sometimes I brush my teeth with a chainsaw, David. We got trouble outside.
Bottom right square. It's he's getting prepped for the Christmas party. It's our boss, Tripp Reeb.
Yeah,
looking festive. What do you got?
Already drinking.
Well,
yeah,
I've got a little hat, and I've had a couple cups of nog.
Wow, ready to party!
And I'm going over the flowchart of names with my wife Carol. So it appears that we care about some of these employees that, frankly, I've never taken the time to learn.
Who are you learning this week? Who's on?
Here's
the
one
list.
I've never met before. Some know-nothing loser called Eric O'Connell and his wife Liza.
That's me. Lisa. Her
Carol
name is
remember Liza and Eric.
Oh.
Evidently, they sold a trailer to one of the promo kids and somehow got invited to the big thing tonight. Also, meeting Brady and his partner Ronald. That'll be fun.
I think you got that mixed up. It's Ronnie's.
And then you've got
lady.
Toledo.
Yeah.
Whatever he brings, that chunk of cardboard that tolerates him.
Is Paul Sura on your list? You see Paul.
Paul Sura is not invited because it's an open food situation. So we don't. Last time he came, there was an attack. It's like a predatory cat around those hors d'oeuvres.
Then he destroys a bathroom.
Hi,
like that.
I'm Tripp. This is my wife, Carol. Carol, you might know this person as Neander Paul. And here's his date, unnamed woman. Welcome to the Hubbard Christmas Gathering. Please stay a minute or two. Hi, my name's Trip Reeb. This is my wife, Carol. Welcome to the event. Dustin, the guy in afternoons on KDKB. And his partner, ugh. I don't get it.
Are you gonna do
whatever.
Some fireball tonight?
To each their own. His girlfriend's wearing a bow tie.
No, you don't need to get into that, Trip.
I'm now welcoming to the party someone called Larry Feely.
Larry McFeely.
And his date, Mrs. Feely. Where is she? Oh, couldn't attend. That's interesting. And now, finally, I welcome to the party Brady Bogan and his wife, Ronald, and their neighbors. No add-ons.
Neighbors? He loves those neighbors.
Here's another employee I don't want here. It's Jeremy Thomas and his needy wife. The free food's in the corner, limit two each. Enjoy the festivities, everyone. It's almost over already.
Before we get started. All right, we got Kara and Tyler on the line.
Kara, are you there?
Yeah.
Tyler, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, not as exuberant as Kara. All right, Kara, pick a square.
I'd like top middle Ozzy, please.
That's a man. Top middle Ozzy.
Oh, you sound like Saren on helium.
No, that's Kara.
No, but that's a man, man.
Maybe it is.
Tell you right now, there's no way. I've been with a lot of birds in my life, and that's not one of them.
Oh, you don't know the difference, Ozzy.
Shut up, Caitlin. Everyone knows. This one's got your old thingy. I was going to be around that.
I might have got fooled.
I'd give it a try, though. I've never, you know, why not?
All right, here's your question.
When in Albuquerque.
Yeah, when in the Kirk.
We're in Phoenix. Come on.
Two in the pink.
Don't listen to Brady. True or false, Dolly Parton has donated over 100 million books to children. Is that true or false?
What does Dolly Parton have a million books for?
100 million.
Why does she have so many books?
I don't know.
Well, she's not donating. She's got to get rid of those books. It's taking up too much space to have 100 million books. That's an entire house.
Never read a book?
I've read a book before. That's insulting. Why don't you say that?
Yeah, sorry about that. He's a dick.
I bet she could breastfeed all those children, too. 100 million kids. There's got milk for everyone in there.
Not at once.
I wonder. Yeah. It's like two little planets.
You ever get in there?
No, I haven't. Once I was lost in a cleavage for about 4 days, though.
Really?
Pretty amazing. I had little Vietnamese kids popping out of little, telling me how to get out.
How'd you get pulled out of that?
Yeah, it's a gravitational realm. You can get out of it. And the old man pulled the tractor beam and got us free.
Oh, sweet. You were so high, you thought you were in Star Trek.
All I hope is that old man got that tractor beam. That's all I remember. Anyway, yeah, Dolly Parton can feed 100 million children.
Sure.
With books.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Kara.
Kara?
I agree.
Nice.
That she has done that.
Go with it.
Magical. It's magic.
X gets the square for whatever the hell's going on.
Tyler,
there.
You're on pick a square. Whatever pronoun that is.
Baby Yoda, middle.
Baby Yoda, Brady Bogan in the middle.
Brady Yoga. That's my name.
No, you can't change it like that.
Brady Yoda. Little baby Yoda I am.
Are you hot in the outfit? You look
I'm hot
so
out of the outfit. I'm hot in the outfit. I'm hot I am. Hot I am, baby Yoda, Brady Yoda. Hungry I'm getting.
And your pupils are huge.
Time to go to the party it is.
You're coming to the Christmas party?
Yeah, Brady Yoda gonna spray Brady yogurt. He is. All over partner.
I don't think you're too young for that.
No, I'm not. I'm 50.
Oh, that's true.
50-year-old Brady Yoda can shoot the juice. He can. Stop that. I don't know what you are. Quit it.
Do you need the force to do that?
I don't like this.
You don't like it?
This is ambiguous, it is.
Make a decision, Brady. What is it?
I don't know, it is. Confusing, it is.
Here's your question. Maybe Yoda Brady? Yeah. True or false? The Mandalorian's armor can deflect blaster fire.
Yeah.
Oh, we're finishing each other's
sentence.
I've
seen it. Yeah, I have. Remember when I was in that little egg? I was.
Oh, it was so cute. You were floating in the little
floating, egg. I was.
Yeah, you did.
And look over and said, save me, you will. But he just said, uh-oh. And then Dad DeLorean came back for me.
Mandalorian.
Unlike Toledo. Toledo's dad, DeLorean, left and never came back. Toledo's an ugly baby because I met a guy who wasn't supposed to have emotions and won him over in a day. And Toledo's dad has never called him in 50-plus years he has.
I don't like you anymore, baby.
He has. Baby Yoda tells the truth, he does. Reality's tough to deal with, it is. Dad doesn't love you, he doesn't.
Ouch.
Zing, it is. Brady Yoga has spoken, he does. What?
What?
Mandalorians.
Oh. Blaster fire.
My dad, DeLorean Steel, can stop blaster fire, it can.
Okay, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with that.
That's yep. Right, it is true. Yep. O gets a square. Kara, you're up. Pick a square.
I'm going to have Don Juan Gossamer, Charles Barkley in the top right, please.
Charles Barkley wow. In the top right.
This is crazy. Sounds I can't like tell a... if that's a man being a woman or a woman who sounds like a man being a woman. I don't know what I don't know what's insult. That's the craziest part of this whole thing. When you start laughing, that sounds like somebody... That ain't right.
Why isn't it right, Charles?
Sounds I think like it's her, on a button. It's his, the same
if,
laugh.
If I had to guess, I'd say she has a penis, but her penis has a vagina. That isn't right. Or she's a bird.
I can't tell either, Charles, but keep going.
Oh, you're five. I can't tell none of this. Any of it's wrong, but you have changed my life.
All right, here's your question, Charles. True or false?
You have come to my life and changed it in the blink of an eye. You have blown the roof.
It takes...
To let me see the blue sky, I can praise you for a whole day, but for my love for you so great, ambiguous lady man, that I need many days to say, I'll let you blow me anyway.
That's beautiful.
It's sort of like if Emo Phillips and Phyllis Diller had a child.
Pretty much.
You're going to kill her, Charles.
Crazy. I don't know what's going on.
True or false? It
I
takes...
disagree with whatever this is.
It takes 1 minute
false.
For light to reach Earth from the sun. You say false. All right.
I don't know about the question. I just say false to whatever she is.
All right.
She tell me a woman, I say false. She said man, I say false. Right. You a new thing. Right. Baby Yoda all grown up.
Charles says false. Do you agree or disagree, Kara?
I agree with Charles.
Wow. Got it.
All right.
She's good at the game, though. I got to give her that.
Tyler, you take President Trump for the
block.
Crazy. Joe Biden for the stump.
All right, President Trump.
Choosing me,
yes,
President Trump, not President Joe Biden.
No,
you know what I don't like? You know what I like? Yesterday, Joe Biden cussed at one of America's people. He was in a round. Shut up, lady man.
You don't talk over the president.
You don't talk while I'm talking. I'll grab you wherever your push should be. I'll solve this mystery. Give me 2 minutes in a truck with her.
That's why we keep you around.
I still don't know. She's a well-hung lesbian. That's basically what I've come down to. Anyway,
she
started
saying...
to yell. He yelled at someone, said you're a damn liar. And, you know, if you want to be president, you can't go cussing at the goddamn people. It's just not right.
No, you're right.
No, you have to keep it classy.
It's uncouth.
It is uncouth. Exactly like a retard. You got to keep it classy when you're President Joe Biden, not like some dumb hillbilly.
Here's your question, Mr. President.
I've always said it. I'll say it again. Joe Biden, not a classy man.
True.
Like me. Classy. Really classy.
True or false?
Like a hooker with toque.
When you blush, the lining of your stomach turns yellow. Is that true or false?
When I blush, it turns bright orange, and I start pooping cuties. It's a little baby orange.
I've seen
joke.
It.
Yeah, it's amazing. I leave a little trail so we can find our way back to the White House.
They are delicious.
Follow the cuties.
Quick, make him blush.
You make me blush. Good luck.
Yeah, that's tough.
What would make me blush? Imagine.
Kara?
It would literally have to be
yeah.
Watching Baby Yoda get by Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, wow.
I'm into it.
Of course you are. Any port in a storm for whatever the hell's going on down there.
When you blush, the lining of your stomach turns yellow. True or false?
I would say that's false. Nothing in your body is supposed to be yellow, inside or outside, unless you're Asian.
All right, he says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to change my answer because the China have yellow blushers.
All right, stop it. He says false. Do you agree or disagree, Tyler?
Disagree, I think. You're...
Shouldn't have done that. Oh. It was false. Carol wins. Carol wins.
Congratulations, Carol. What are you going to do
Carl.
With
Carl.
Or Carla. Carl.
Woohoo!
I don't know. Held the character too good.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Kara, are you a girl? That early on, man. Are you faking?
I'm faking. I'm not faking.
What's in your cauldron?
What is happening?
What is going on?
Yeah.
I feel like she should be circling the sky and spelling out Dorothy.
For Tickle Me Elmo.
All right, that's enough. We're done with this. No. I like her, but I'm scared of her.
Man, well, I'm giving her tickets.
And I'm so sorry I smashed your sister with my house.
Yeah.
Any hoot.
She's fun.
Yeah, oof. That's what she is. Not confusing at all. Speaking of fun, Brady had a long conversation with this girl yesterday.
Yeah. Who? And, Rihanna.
I gotta say, this might be the smartest idea ever, and in 2019, it's going to get frowned on. But a girl named Brianna Babdkiss started a thing called Petite Bliss. She's about 4 feet 10 inches tall. And when we found out about her business, I'm like, what is it? And she goes, oh, it's a fashion for small girls. And I'm like, oh, so it's a store for dudes to hang outside and look at good-looking women. Yes, it's not. It's a little and small store.
Professional, we have one of those. It's professional.
What?
We have Keisha. She's
a little
yeah,
small.
Yeah, she's a little
right,
small.
Right, but I mean,
person.
This
her
is...
Her cutoff is, it's 5'2 and below, I
5'2
think.
And below.
Yeah.
And there's got to be some sort of width on this, because it's for little...
She has petite plus, too.
Yeah, for fat petites, but that's still petite.
That's keg wear.
What a great idea. And if you're looking for a hot girl, to like a spinner, it's a spinner store. It's fashion for spinners.
So you're telling people to go hang out in the store?
Hang
and
out
wait.
Outside of the store and masturbate in the car.
What the hell?
Imagine the clientele is going to be unbelievable.
Just go online and do it.
Yeah, go stalk all the little
absolutely.
Girls.
Absolutely. They're easy. They fit in your car real simple. They're light. Pick them right up and take one home. What a great idea for a store, because everybody's like, oh, you can't fetch them. Nobody thinks to make...
It's business wear for the...
Borderline midget girls.
Yeah.
Who've kept it together. Fantastic idea.
That's a real niche crowd.
Yeah, it's literally like what Lululemon tried to be before pressure got to them, and they're like, I'm not selling these yoga pants to giant people. I don't want my logo on people out of shape. It's athletic wear. And then everybody got mad, so he caved and he started making big Lululemons. Yeah, Doug's laughing because he knows.
Well, when you shops there.
Yeah. When you see juicy on a big girl, it makes sense.
Yeah, because it's just warning you. There's a lot of juice in this. Don't squeeze it.
Ripe.
Yeah. I should just say juice. Rotten juice.
I guess it would all fit.
But yeah, the little tiny in-shape spinner store she started, and like, nobody's done that. Like, and I asked her, I'm like, where do you shop normally? She goes, well, online or
American Doll.
Kid stores or American Doll. She has a doll maker make her clothes. And she's got a job interview.
It gets expensive.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to give her credit for being a genius and a pioneer in an age where nobody's paying attention to the hot girl. It's all about Ashley Green and her giant bathing suits wandering around on Yahoo. Nobody needs to see that
Ashley
garbage.
Ashley Graham.
Whoever. Ashley Graham Cracker. Enough of that. Hot little people. That's what we're after. And she started a whole store for it. Can't imagine sitting in that parking lot for hours on end. Just I'm going to be like the Sonic guys. Me and Brady will just be sitting in our car just watching them go in and out eating tots. It'd be great. Anyway, it's called Bliss.
Yes.
I suggested another name, but she said it wasn't good. It was the Hot Little Bitches, but she said that's a dumb one. Petite Bliss, it's called. If you're a tiny girl who can't find clothes that fit because all these chunks have taken over your fashion, well, then gosh darn it, there's somebody that's thinking of you.
You bringing her to the Christmas party tonight?
Thinking about it. She's in the trunk right now. So.
A lot of space in that.
No, it's like a house. It's five bedroom.
Got a new place. It's 73 square feet.
Oh, man. It's a mansion.
You should see the kitchen.
It's an easy bake oven and a fire. We're done. That's a Friday for you. We'll see you guys Monday right here in the Morning Sickness unless we die at the Christmas party. So long.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.